Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Iran's a push, and there's more information that has Lufthansa really upside down. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There's so much that we could jump to, including the oops moments in Indiana and, you know, what the scoop is on this religious freedom law and how Mike Pence is interpreting it and how other people are interpreting it for him. But there is definitely some things that he doesn't like happening in Indiana, because you have a lot of well-known people saying they're bailing on going to the Final Four because they refuse to go there since this law, since this measure became a law last week. And that fallout continued really into the weekend, because he signed it on Thursday and it seemed like, oh, okay, well, religious freedom. Well, great. So the score won for the people getting pummeled because of religion. So that makes sense, right? Clinton signed something similar, but there were some differences, I guess, in what the federal law that Clinton signed in versus what they have in Indiana. There lies the problem, and the whole gotcha moment has just multiplied. And Pence, who is a first-time governor, seeing what it's like these days in politics with interpretation, immediacy, blowback, in the 140-character world. Once something happens, once there's an interpretation and the possibility of what the law could be used for, that's the direction it started to go into. And it was like they're riding down, it's like a boat full of Indiana politicians. They're on class four rapids, and they're dodging the rocks on the side and trying to figure it out. So something I think will probably change in the next week. I could be wrong, but I don't think that this is just going to stand how it is. I think they're going to look at it, review some things, maybe take something out. I'm not sure, but I know that they've been burning the midnight oil. That's a definite. This isn't a light thing. Oh, the governor came out, he spoke about it, says that there are things that are not, that don't make sense, and so they're going to make sense of it. No. They are really, really working on this. Absolutely. Full force. And I want to say this in the beginning. The defense rested in the first phase of the Boston Marathon trial. I mean, this has gone on now for more than a couple of weeks. We've had some attorneys on to talk about it. We've had some people on from Boston to talk about it. And you look at Jokhar Tsarnaev, and I think nothing was shook me up more than to hear about the 8-year-old boy and to see his clothes and hear what happened to him when that pressure cooker bomb went off. And seeing that the lawyers are saying he was a troubled 19-year-old who had fallen under the influence of his radicalized brother, Tamerlan, who was killed. I think it would be such a miscarriage of justice if the jury doesn't go full force and give Tsarnaev everything that is possible. And you know what that is? That jury is going to be asked, depending on what the verdict is, whether or not he should spend a life in prison or be executed. And prosecutors called 90 witnesses. I mean, they went through it. They called 90 witnesses over 15 days of testimony, including people who survived the bombing, who talked about losing their limbs. Three people were killed, 260 were wounded when those pressure cooker bombs exploded near that marathon finish line back in April of 2013. And I hope the jury does the right thing here. They still have closing arguments, and closing arguments are going to be April 6th in this. But the jurors saw some incredibly gruesome photos and heard some very dark testimony as to what has happened to people's lives as a result of that. And, you know, not just the 8-year-old, Martin Richard, not just him, but Ling Lu, who's the 23-year-old graduate student from China studying at Boston, Crystal Campbell, not even 30, who was a restaurant manager and was pretty popular and had a close family. I mean, they all had close people around them, and it's just, you can't bring that back. But I think that the prosecutors did a very good job of painting that picture. Here's what happened. This is it. Don't tell me that this was the brother's influence and we should tread lightly on it. Closing arguments, and then from there what the jury's verdict is and what happens next to Jokhar Tsarnaev. What happens next in the game of politics and Iran? Now it's kind of a push, as I said, because more time. There's more, a lot of the sticking points have been pulled aside, pushed aside, and it's a handful of things that separate this agreement from being signed and the other nations involved saying, oh yeah, okay, this works. But it looks like it could become a real possibility, but there's time in between because June is the deadline now, the real deadline. And that means there's time in between for more political chaos and rhetoric and conversation as to what happens. You know, what does this mean for the United States? What does this mean for the allies? What does this mean for Iran? And what do we trust as far as the centrifuges are concerned and inspections? And are we lifting all the sanctions? Because the sanctions ultimately are the thing that are sticking in the craw of the Iranians who don't want to have to deal with it. They want the sanctions lifted. This is part of the reason that they're jumping on this. Get rid of the sanctions. And this is what they're hoping. We sign this, we get rid of the sanctions, we all make nice, and then we move into the sunset together, and it's a different relationship, one that we never have seen before. I'm sorry, I just find it so hard to trust that, to trust what Iran really has in mind. And speaking of the whole Iran thing, here's what retired General Scales had to say on Fox today.
The only issue right now is, can the administration hold off demonstration by Iran that they have a nuclear weapon? And can the Iranians get the sanctions lifted? Look, to the Iranians, this is not about nuclear weapons. They're going to get the bomb. This is about the sanctions, because they remember in 1979, it was the shopkeepers' revolt that brought down the Shah. And the Green Revolution in 2009, to this day, still scares them. So the deal is, let's get the sanctions lifted. But if anybody in their right mind thinks that Iran is not going to develop a nuclear weapon after 20 years of development, tens of billions of dollars, 17 different facilities to produce a bomb, no. The only question is not whether or not they're going to get the bomb, but when will they be able to do it?
All right, so there you go. I agree with that. It's just, when will they be able to do it? To think that that's not going to happen, I think is naive. The scarier thing to me has always been, once it's developed, what's the likelihood that somebody else could get their hands on it? Somebody could sell somebody the knowledge, what they need, some of the materials they need. But I guess that's always been a question. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On this April Fool's Day, Gary Ross Dahl, the creator of the popular Pet Rock, died at the age of 78. Apparently, he had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And remember the Pet Rock? Anybody out there have a Pet Rock? It was in a cardboard box. It had an instruction pamphlet for care and feeding. It was obviously a kind of tongue-in-cheek thing. The originator of it, Gary Dahl, estimated, I remember reading this, at one point he sold 1.5 million of them at about $4 each. So, I mean, how easy was that? And one of the things was, oh, no time and no commitment necessary for this. He also was the guy that came up with the book Advertising for Dummies. But here's what's kind of interesting. He lived in a cool place, Los Gatos, California, which is Northern California. I've been there many times. And when I lived in California, he was an advertising executive. He just came up with the idea and just ran with it. It's like the stuff that you see on Shark Tank. And sometimes it's pretty clever what people come up with and what happens with their products, and especially if they end up having a shark invest with them. So imagine if he had come up to them with a Pet Rock idea, but it really worked. And I think because it was just such a kind of a crazy, silly thing is what it was. So, you know, he says that it was fun when it happened, but he avoided interviews for a while because there were so many wackos that came out of nowhere threatening lawsuits. I'm going to sue you for the Pet Rock. I had that idea way before you did. Get out of here. That was my idea. What is it about no good deed goes unpunished? Something like that. And Joni Mitchell, they paved Paradise and put up a parking lot. She's been hospitalized. I just saw that somewhere heading into the plush studios here, that she was hospitalized in L.A. She's actually just had made a couple of appearances, and, you know, she's 71, and they're saying that they found her at her house, and she was unconscious. So, of course, TMZ, they have anything that ever happens to a celebrity. I think they were the first people to report it. But she was a folk music icon. She was all Woodstock and Big Yellow Taxi and all of that. But she's a lifelong smoker. I mean, 6 decades of smoking. That's a long time of what that could do to lungs, etc. But she released an album in 2007. It was called Shine. And she was on a couple of the awards shows, Grammys, you know, 2013. So she had a pretty long career, and there was something about her where sometimes people transcend. She was kind of one of those transcend people because she was the folk era and embraced that. And so I think people really identify with Joni Mitchell and her voice. She had a unique sound, a sound you still hear if you listen to the radio and you flip around. There's always a station. I think almost any place you live, you'll catch where they do 70s or 70s and 80s or 90s, 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever, you know, it is. So because we're all about the internet, right? I mean, even at some of these assisted living places where not all the people are necessarily that old, but they give lessons on how to use the computer and because this is where they can share photos and do Skyping with family and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So GoDaddy became one of the more popular web hosting sites because they would advertise cheap, easy, anybody could figure this out, and plus we've got mega tech support, and they did tons of advertising on the Super Bowl. They did tons with Danica Patrick, sometimes other people. They had clever ads. So the internet service, the domain registration service, GoDaddy, is priced its IP at $20 a share, raising $440 million. And they're known for, like I said, the racy ads and all that kind of stuff. And so this, now that it's a publicly traded company, they think that that will help move it in the right direction by pushing the IPO and people jumping in on it, because they actually report that they lose a lot of money, that they're shrinking, but even with revenues growing, they have a shrink problem with the business. So that whole scalability thing, they got about 13 million customers worldwide, and they've managed 59 domain names. So think about it. When big companies in the beginning of the internet, whenever that was a million years ago, sometimes people would pay a little bit just to have the domain so that they would own it, and, you know, 7-Eleven or whoever would have to come in and negotiate with them and offer some money. So there were people that were trolling around coming up with XYZ.com, so the company, when they would try to get it, would have to change something because they couldn't get it. It was already taken. And this was a big thing in the very beginning. I don't know if it's happening as much now. So the IPO at $20. How about that? The IPO of $20. And you know how we talk about Mars and NASA, and we just had somebody on talking about exploring Mars, and that's the big push is where are we going? It is Mars. So there's this cool piece of equipment. It's wild. If I describe it to you, it's just this giant round image that NASA is using as part of, they're calling it the flying saucer. And NASA is testing the flying saucer. It's 15 feet wide, 7,000 pounds. And they did a spin test at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. And the flying saucer is part of NASA's low-density supersonic Decelerator project, which is aiming to land for future missions and to have the easiest kind of landing that they can have. And this is, this LDST is so cool. I mean, just picture in your mind a flying saucer. It looks like a flying saucer. And the technologies, they say, that enable large payloads to be landed on the surface of the Mars or other planetary bodies with atmosphere, with any kind of atmosphere, is a huge deal. And it is a huge deal. It's a huge deal. They tested it in Hawaii and they thought it was pretty successful, the engineers. But they had a parachute failing to deploy. And so then that was worrisome. And that's when they start to go back and look at the project. And I don't mean scrapping it, but they look at the particular craft that was built and think about other things they need to add. So they're kind of in that stage now, but it's exciting to see the flying saucer and think in your mind, oh my gosh, that's a flying saucer. Is cool. It's very, very cool. So I wonder if they're anticipating how many people they're going to have if all goes well. And I'm thinking full boat. That's why you get the flying saucer image. Because if you're going for that, then that's when you look up and you see this sort of flying saucer squirting out into the atmosphere. Theoretically, there's more space. The way it's round, it's more maneuverable, better for the people on board. And we'll see. Because we've been talking about space and man for a long, 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 long time. Think of Christy McAuliffe, who would have been the first teacher in space, and unfortunately, it's that was an ill-fated mission, blowing up almost instantaneously with the time that it took off. And when it happened, people just looking into the sky, in disbelief at what they were, seeing. So I'm going off on a rabbit trail, but I don't want to digress. The GoDaddy prices, as I said, the IPO, $20. Wonder if smart move or a dumb move. There is competition, but the competition is far and few between. I mean, it's not as big as you would think. Not as big. I want to throw this in, too. Don't forget about dumb things I shouldn't have done. I want to thank Sandy and Nick and Jules and Liam. I love that name of Liam. I'm thinking Liam Neeson. Jeffrey, Joe, John Part 2. All of you for coming up with some incredible dumb things you shouldn't have done. That's in our next show. Keep it here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to America Tonight. He's one of my favorites. Harlan Ullman joins us now. He's chairman of the Killowing Group that advises leaders of government and business. He's chairman of Sea & Guard Limited and et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, it goes much deeper than that. If you look at his background, a former naval man, he commanded destroyers as well as swift boats in Vietnam and over 150 combat patrols and actions. He's got a couple of great books out as well. We'll mention them as we go through this. But, Harlan, thanks for coming back on America Tonight.
Always a pleasure.
The big news is Iran, and what's going to happen now with Iran is they went through and really chucked a lot of things, for lack of a better way to describe it, off the table, and it's down to just a few nitty-gritty things as to whether or not there's going to be an agreement. And then John Bolton, the former ambassador to the UN, says, you know, we should have just bombed them. Wow, what was up with that comment? And I know you had a pretty swift reaction to it.
Well, I thought that his commentary was both outrageous and derelict. There may be a time when we have to consider bombing Iran. I think it would be catastrophic for a lot of reasons. But when you make an advocacy piece that really wants to take us to war against a country, John Bolton should know better than anybody. Going back to 2003 and the March invasion into Iraq, nobody asked the what next question. And the problem with Bolton's argument, aside from the fact that it's nutty, is that he never raised the consequences of what military action would mean. And it seems to me that that is just outrageously irresponsible. You have to take a look that if we have no other option, and I hope we will never get there, but if we are to attack Iran, Iran has a vote in this. They will see that as a declaration of war. And they have many options, from using Hezbollah in Lebanon to attack Israel to using the Shiite militias in Iraq to bring Iraq closer to Iran to attack Americans, to attacking possibly Bahrain, which has a Shia majority, to threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz, which I guarantee you will cause the price of oil to spike overnight, which is to the benefit of Russia and, of course, to Iran. So you need to consider all of those particular issues. And then after you attack, what comes next? And I think that's one way the administration here would believe that if we did make an attack, Iran, despite what it has said about never wanting to have nuclear weapons, the administration believes that if we did attack, then that would almost guarantee Iran would go on a path to achieve nuclear weapons at some stage. And are we prepared to launch a series of attacks that go on forever to keep Iran from using nuclear weapons? So I think Bolton's argument is misguided, it's dangerous, it's one-sided, and it should be entirely disregarded.
And for Iran, they want to make this happen, right? No matter what we're reading and trying, you know, what's being said in between the lines, because of the sanctions. They want to shake the sanctions, right?
Well, in part, but you've got to realize that Iran fought an 8.5-year war with Iraq in which it had about 1 million of its people killed in battle. And so they're pretty tough. You have to remember that they also are Persians. The Persian Empire goes back 5,000 years, and there's a degree of pride. And we have to understand that we're dealing with a very, very proud country. The Iranians believe that they have the right for peaceful use of nuclear energy, which they believe means that they can enrich. The non-proliferation treaty, of which they are a signature, does not guarantee explicitly the right to enrich, but it does say you have nuclear power, and Iran has read that to mean that they can enrich. That is clearly one of the issues, because enriched uranium, obviously, if it's enriched enough, can produce nuclear materials that can be used in a bomb, and nobody wants Iran to have a bomb. So that clearly is one of the sticking issues. So is the rate of pace of reducing the sanctions.
Harlan, I want to jump around here a little bit in the Middle East.
Sure.
I call it the quicksand of the Middle East, because we just never know what direction. I guess we do know, but we're moving in a lot of different directions. So now we've got Yemen and dealing with what's happening there, which is the massive hornet's nest, really, for terrorism, different factions involved in terroristic training and opportunities and that kind of thing. How dangerous is Yemen, in your opinion, of every place that we look at on the map in the Middle East?
We need to step back, and we haven't done that. Everybody is breathless saying this is the most dangerous time in American history since World War II, from the Mediterranean all the way to the Bay of Bengal and Pakistan, Afghanistan, and India. People are saying this is just horrible. Let me recall a little bit of history to put this in perspective. 1946, Stalin and the Soviet Union began gobbling up Eastern European countries after World War II. Churchill came to Fulton, Missouri, to the Truman Library and said an iron curtain has descended. 1947, India was granted independence and there was partition with Pakistan, and over 1 million people were killed in the subsequent riots. In 1948, Israel became formed as a state, and that war is still going on with the Palestinians and Arabs. And in 1949, Mao took over China, turning it into Red China, defeating Chiang Kai-shek. And guess what? The Soviet Union got the bomb. Now, I can recount history since that period to tell you that there are times that have been just as dangerous as before, even more dangerous. But I'm afraid that the press and the media, and indeed the politicians, have hyped the situation. Now, the situation is quite serious. Don't let me downplay that. And it is exceedingly serious, even existential, to the states that you mentioned, including Yemen. Look what's happening in Syria, nearly 250,000 people killed. And so that's really quite serious. But the difference is that we do not have one side against the other. World War II, it was the Allies against the Nazis and the fascist Japanese. During the Cold War, it was the West versus the Soviet Union. And now what's happened is that there really is no competitor to the United States because of the twin powers, of the twin forces, of the diffusion of power and globalization. What's happened is the world has become more interconnected and power has diffused away from states. And so now you see more actors who are fighting to gain power. And we have not accommodated to a situation in which for the last 60 years we were the key country and what we had to say was really important. Now we have to learn to operate more subtly. I'll give you an example. The Arab countries are trying to form a military force. I think that is terribly important. That force is being poo-pooed in the West because Arabs can't fight, they can't get together. But on the other hand, it's up to the Arabs to solve their own program and problems. My point here, very simply, is that we have to realize that the nature of international politics has changed. We are no longer the country that can call all the shots. We have to deal with others. And given the media, given the nature of our politics, it's increasingly difficult for us to do so because people are going to say, how can you possibly tolerate Yemen? Well, I got bad news for you. We tolerated over 1 million Cambodians being slaughtered in the 1970s. We allowed Rwandans and the Congolese to slaughter millions in the 1990s. We cannot be every place, everywhere, and we have to learn to deal more subtly with other countries, other states, and other power centers. That is exceedingly difficult because no party which is in power, whichever steps it takes, is going to be criticized for doing or not doing what the party out of power calls for. But we need an entirely different approach to deal with these issues, in which we need to steal a page from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police unofficial motto of never send a man where you can send a bullet. That is to say, we have to have allies and surrogates and friends do a lot of the heavy lifting. And this will amaze you, but when Richard Nixon was president in 1969, Nixon issued the Nixon Doctrine, in which the United States said it would be responsible for the strategic balance with the Soviet Union and China, and regional states had to take greater steps to secure their own safety and their own interests. And that's exactly what we need right now. It's up to local states. We cannot fix the Muslim world. We cannot fix the Arab world. It's up to them, but we can help. And we've not made that intellectual or operational transition to the need for a new mindset, which I call for in my latest book, A Handful of Bullets, to accommodate the 21st century.
Oh, I so agree with that. So well said. I hope everyone's listening in those nooks and crannies across America to America Tonight and paid attention to what Harlan had to say there. So tell us about A Handful of Bullets. Tell us more about that. You segged into that.
Yeah, a book has just come out. It was written to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife. It's called A Handful of Bullets, How the Murder of Archduke Franz Ferdinand Still Menaces the Peace. And as people know from the history, on June 28, 1914, the Archduke and his wife were assassinated in Sarajevo. From that, World War I started in August, and from World War I, the seeds for World War II and the Cold War were sown. But I stepped back for a minute and said, okay, are we missing anything? Has something happened here? And from those factors, it seemed to me that four new horsemen of the apocalypse have been created to menace mankind. The first is failed and failing government. We have that here in Washington as well as in Kabul in Afghanistan or in Damascus in Syria. Failed government is really the root of the problem for most countries and most people around the world. Second is economic disparity and dislocation. The World Bank tells us that 30% of the population lives under $2 a day. That can never work. The third horseman is radical ideology in the form of religious extremism. We're seeing that with Daesh, the Islamic State. We're seeing it with Al-Qaeda. And fourth is environmental catastrophe. We're seeing it with climate change. We're seeing it with Ebola and other pandemics. And so, therefore, we need to focus on dealing with the causes and corralling these four horsemen. And the book is divided into three parts. One, it describes how these have evolved. It describes what our current and future problems are. And then lastly, the last third comes up with recommendations all the way from a new strategic mindset to mandatory voting to passing the Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic Trade Pacts to putting in place a national infrastructure bank to deal with our failing infrastructure. I live in a fourth world city in Washington, D.C. I'd like to say there's a pothole outside of my house that goes all the way to China. But also down to almost seemingly funny issues. For example, nobody in Congress, with one exception, and that was the Homeland Security Bill, nobody understands the bill on which they're voting, and yet they vote on it. So I would like to have a law that requires every member of Congress, before they vote on a bill, they affirm or swear that they have read and understood it. That would go a long way, I think, in reconciling some of these problems and helping to fix a broken government.
We got to fly, Harlan Ullman. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com. It's tough to hide when you're Tiger Woods. We may know the answer as to whether he'll play in this year's Masters or not. I'm the Sports Princess, and this is Sports Shorts.
Hi, this is Stacey Lewis, defending champion of the LPGA North Texas Shootout. Come out to see the best women golfers in the world compete at Las Colinas Country Club in Irving, Texas, April 29th through May 3rd. Thanks to our partnership with Kroger, we are offering discounted tickets. Be sure to purchase yours today at checkout. Children 18 years and younger get in free with a ticketed adult. For more information, visit ntshootout.com. That's ntshootout.com.
It's tough to hide when you're Tiger Woods. We may know the answer as to whether he'll play in this year's Masters or not. I'm the Sports Princess, and this is Sports Shorts. The likelihood of Tiger playing the Masters just got better as his plane was spotted at Augusta, Georgia's regional airport. There have been loads of speculation about the world's former number one player, who hasn't played since February 5th at the Farmers Insurance Open, ultimately having to withdraw from that tournament. The four-time Masters champ and huge draw still with the crowds hasn't said if he's playing. For the first time since 1996, he is ranked outside of the top 100, prompting him to say in the beginning of March he wouldn't play if he wasn't tournament ready. I have a hunch he was practicing and just might be there trying to make the Masters cut next week. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's Sports Shorts. Conversation there, a little sports segment for you. Tiger and whether or not he's going to play in the Masters. He did play Augusta. He is definitely the big question mark, though, as to whether he's
going to be there for the Masters or not. And Tiger Woods is just one of those guys. He still transcends the game of golf. When Tiger Woods is in it, people are paying even more attention. If you ever have been to a golf tournament in your life and Tiger Woods was in that golf tournament, and I have been to many of them, it is like an army. Kind of to borrow Arnie's army, it's like Arnie's army even bigger because now more people are at these tournaments. And it's crazy how deep the crowd will be. So he did played an 18-hole practice round on Tuesday. And he hasn't played competitively, as I said, since February, the beginning of February, and said that there were problems with his game. But he is trying to come back. He is trying to be there for the Masters. And, you know, if he's at tournament level, I guess he will be there. But he skipped tournaments he normally would have played. The tune-ups for a course like, you know, Augusta and competing in the Masters. So, and it's crazy, too. In January, he shot his highest score as a pro. It was like 82. And I said he was out of the top 100. He's 104 in the world, and that's the lowest that we've seen him since, I mean, having to go all the way back to 1996. Wow. That's a long time to be in the top 100, and most of that time he was way up the ladder in the top 10. So anyway, if he does play next week, it's his longest layoff going into the Masters since 2010 when he tied for fourth. But numbers don't lie. I mean, if he plays in the tournament and he is lurking and he is playing well, there is always a chance that Tiger Woods can pounce on you. That's just the way it is. Yeah, you know, he transcends, like I said, he still is a guy who transcends the game of golf. There's absolutely no question about it. In the meantime, if your brackets are still alive, oh yes, and I know some of you, I say this, and I guess I don't even really have to qualify it, but I have had a lot of people ask me what I think of the games and who's going to win, and I believe Kentucky is the team of destiny, but now when you get down to these four teams, and last year beating Wisconsin by just a point, certainly Wisconsin is capable of beating Kentucky, of rolling on. Of course they're capable of winning. If they win, you know, if Wisconsin wins, then the dream ends for Kentucky. If Kentucky wins and moves on, what an incredible feat. 40 straight wins. 40 straight wins on the road to cutting down the nets and hoisting, you know, college's biggest trophy. College hoop-wise, anyway. I mentioned the controversy coming out of Indiana and what the governor's dealing with. So here's one of the big impacts after last Thursday, what happened, that law that Pence signed that allows for private businesses to refuse service to, you know, lots of different people, and including gay people. So that's how this whole thing came up, I guess, in reading it deeper. And the NCAA quickly put out a statement saying they were concerned about the law and saying that it's, you know, because their headquarters is there, that they could sever their ties with the state. They're saying that could be it. Then you had the Big Ten a day later saying that its institutions believe in promoting an inclusive environment where athletic competition can operate free from discrimination. So the College Football Playoff Committee members were supposed to meet in Indianapolis this week, the same, you know, where the Final Four is, and one of the committee members is not going to be there. The USC athletic director, Pat Hayden, says, yeah, I'm not going because of this religious freedom law. He says that he has a son who's gay, and because of his son, he says, I will not be attending the CFP committee meeting in Indy. I won't do it. And then he had a hashtag, embrace diversity. So it's certainly going to get worse for Indiana with some of the comments and some of the considerations of potentially seeing a pullout of sports like the NBA saying that.
Well, the NCAA, there's a coaches convention, I guess, held with the Final Four, and
yeah,
UConn basketball coaches are not going now.
Yeah. I think every day, Matt, I think that's going to get, for people listening too, I think that's going to get worse.
Right.
Because one domino happens and then more happen. And especially with Hayden saying he wasn't going to go, and that really opened the floodgates. So that there may be a quick reversal there. I'm not sure what Pence will do. He said he was going to look at it, but they signed it into law. So I don't know. I mean, that could be part of the whole process for the legislature there. But I think they're gonna have to come up with something, or just risk losing all these different sporting events, which is a possibility, because there are a lot of things that happen in Indiana, just across the state in general. Whether you're talking about professional golf tournaments for the LPGA, for the PGA, whether you're talking about the NBA, and there's
Super
big
Bowl
nuggets
there. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I mean, there's the NFL Combine that is always held in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, you remember before in Arizona, the NFL kind of put the hammer down on Arizona when they were hosting the Super Bowl about the whole immigration law that they were They were trying to put through.
Right, so the controversy could end up biting them in a lot of directions, and especially monetarily, because when you have some of these events, or just even the caliber of some of the people that we're talking about coming in, you know, they dump some money. They get hotel rooms, and that's part of what it's about. They book up all the hotel rooms, and restaurants are full, and certainly that's the whole idea of the Final Four. It'll be crazy jammed. They can't move the Final Four, or they're not going to move the Final Four with it literally days away. But other groups around it are saying that, and it's a big deal. Even the MAC conference, somebody called me this morning. You know, I went to Ohio University to say, did you see what happened with the good old MAC? And because of everything that's happened, once that law kicked in, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is the actual name of it, the MAC commissioner, John Steinbrecher, said his conference isn't going to hold any of those meetings, like Matt was saying, or conference championships in the state of Indiana until they amend or appeal it. So they're not going to schedule any of those meetings until what Steinbrecher is saying, until the current matter is brought to a sensible conclusion. Or a sensible and appropriate conclusion, and that's all. There's a lot at stake. The conference holds its football conference championship game in Detroit. They're in Michigan. So now there's talk of, well, what could they shift? And the only thing scheduled by the MAC to happen in Indiana is the annual president's meeting in January or February of 2016. And they say if the meetings will be held elsewhere if no changes are made to the state laws. Wow. Have any thoughts? You can send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.